Everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name's Liz.
Hey.
Hello. Go ahead, girl. We have people in the queue.
We do. I think it's our friend Brittany, but yeah. Let's,
okay.
Is it okay
yes,
to take her first?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, it's rainbows and sunshine. I mean, Brittany.
Yes. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. I'm good. Just taking it one day at a time.
Well, that's all we can do, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know what I love from y'all. Y'all
okay.
Messages.
let me just pull it up. I'll tell you when the database is loaded. Okay. All right, guys, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. All right, guys, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. The number associated with this message is 429. This is your message. Be the bearer of light and energetic gifts. Know your supply is infinite as long as a connection to source immerses you in present awareness now. I'll read it again. Be the bearer of light and energetic gifts. Know your supply is infinite as long as a connection to source immerses your present awareness now. 429. I think this message is so absolutely important for all of us, because if we are not aware of our connection to source, then none of this applies. So your light's not going to go on if the plug isn't all the way in, even if it's halfway in, right?
Mm.
So to be mindful of that connection, and sometimes before that connection can happen, we kind of have to disconnect from things that are weighing us down, that are draining us, that are triggering us. Sometimes you have to disconnect before you can connect or before you can reconnect.
Yes, that is for me. That's for me because
I made a big decision
yesterday, and I was at a point I said, no more, I'm not taking this, you know, from the person, no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, you know, another new relationship that I'm connecting with, and I felt like this person always tried to come around and make me feel low. And I was just at a place where I was just fighting to, like, stay high or whatever. And I had my little moment last night, but I got through it. And today is another day.
But remember, it's like you didn't slip, you didn't mess up, none of that. That conflict is the pathway to growth.
Yes.
Okay? So you're kind of in denial. Many people are deluded or in denial. They think, okay, well, everything's great and things are terrible when I'm struggling. No, actually, I would be concerned if people weren't struggling.
Yeah, and I say, I'm not in denial. I know that it had me, like, at a low spirit yesterday or whatever. And, you know, like I say, last night I was just praying to God.
Good.
And today is just a little bit better.
When we step forward is a little bit better than the last step, then as long as we're pointed in the direction that works for us, that is filled with light for us. And I would be very, very careful of the. I think the relationship for you to focus on is the relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
That's it. You're on such a different frequency that either you're going to be so attractive and people aren't going to know why, or you're going to be triggering so many other people that it's almost like they're going to be irritated by your existence. So either way, it's almost like fold your cards, so to speak, like you're not playing that game anymore. And
no,
go ahead.
I say, you're right. No, I'm not.
Yeah, and to not have these other participants, because that just clouds your focus, Brittany, you know, and this really resonates, because in order to get that clarity, you kind of have to do it on your own. And to have that grace and that confidence, which I believe you have, I think Elisa would agree with me, that you have developed that, you have allowed that to emerge. So it's very important to listen to your soul, which is telling you that you don't feel right when you're pulled in all these directions with all these people. It's not your job to explain who the hell you are to anybody. It's between you and God.
Yes.
And I'll turn this over to Elisa. I forgot, what was the number? What did I say, 429?
429, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's really cool here, Brittany, is there's always going to be this process we talk about, and that's what Liz was talking about too, and that's what our four is. So four is also, you know, we talk about it being a structure, a plan, a set of goals, and there's also the process to reach those goals. So, you know, you're learning every facet as you go through it. So stuff that happened, you know, yesterday, you know, that alerted you to say something different, to do something different, means you're not trying to bypass the shortcut. You're feeling it, and everything is a process. So at any given moment when we share what's going on, you're not done yet. you're still a work in progress. So at this moment, it's like, you're celebrating, making a decision and realizing there's some clarity that came to you and you acted on it and you did something different than probably what you would have done in the past. So it's a good feeling. You know, I know those decisions don't always come easily. You don't make them easily. Yeah. And then you start to deal with the aftermath of making that decision, right? Because you've done something different, you may get a lot of pushback that you're kind of used to, but now it's like even more so, or from people that you weren't expecting. So just in understanding that process for you, I also agree wholeheartedly with what Liz said. You know, your most important relationship is the one with yourself. So as you're checking in with the different changes and things like that, check in with yourself. Obviously, that's the main thing, is just saying, well, this is going to feel a little different, and it's going to feel different because of the people around you and, you know, what you take in from that. So the better you know where you stand with yourself, the clearer it becomes. I'm not going to say it becomes easier. I'm just saying it becomes clearer, the next steps that you know you need to take for you. And it may not be the easiest thing to do. That pushback you feel, whether it's for some of us, we don't even really take in the other information from other people. You're already kind of dealing with battles within your head, like, well, this person did this. So you kind of play that ahead of time, like trying to play out all the different scenarios. But when you're in the moment, you can kind of cut through a lot of that, because you can't be in control of what somebody else is going to do. You really, you know, you can maybe anticipate.
You know.
but they could surprise you. The whole situation could surprise you where someone says, oh, I'm the one being the jerk. You know, sometimes people come to that realization and it doesn't need a whole explanation, but stuff shifts. And so sometimes it doesn't have to be catastrophic or really, really incredibly heavy or a knockdown, drag out fight. Sometimes with you keeping yourself in a peaceful state, or as peaceful as you can, knowing, you know, you weren't trying to do anyone any harm in doing this. You're actually just trying to take care of stuff for you. Then you're not putting your focus on that. Right. So that when you add up these numbers, it's a 429, and so the process is a 4, the goals, you know, keeping yourself, trying to keep things in order. That 2 is about cooperation, it's about support, and the 9 is another way of showing how, you know, God is in all the details, because it's a bigger picture. But, you know, so the details make up one thing, but the bigger picture is a bigger picture, and sometimes you don't see all of it. So the 9 just says, yeah, there are definitely some things that you had to let go of. You may not see the benefit, or you don't, maybe you may not even understand the ramifications of it yet, but it'll make itself known. But it's meant to lift you to a higher vibration, which is what you're always looking for, something that is a little bit better than where you were just a few moments ago or just the day before. You add all that up, it ends up being a 6, which is about this love, for yourself, love for your community, and doing everything from the heart and feeling that, but also perceiving it in a different way, so that you're not swayed so much by how everything feels, because, you know, we base a lot of stuff on what we see, but if we're clear about it, we can really see some of the different positions and different angles, because, our reality is very interesting. You know, that's why you have a different point of view. Someone could say, oh, well, you know, I saw that, but I didn't pick up on any nuances that said otherwise, that it was such a bad thing. Whereas, you know, you were like, no, it felt like this. I saw it, but it's the same situation. So your perception of who you are plays a big role in this. And it's always strengthening. So you're really, I always say it with you, you're doing it. And so just, you know, when things get rough and you make those tough decisions, there's always going to be a little bit that you got to deal with in the aftermath of it, but that's part of the process. And it makes you stronger. It makes you wiser for where you're going and where you are right now.
Yeah. 'Cause I didn't think I could do it. And it's been a long time coming. And I said, okay, I have to cut out the pettiness. I have to let it go. Like, do it. Say something. You can do it.
Yeah. Well, good for you for finding your voice. Mm-hmm. You know, and for standing up for you. And that what will happen is when it's done out of love. And really, this is about saying, you know, it's time I really love myself and respect myself. Then those types of situations, when they come up, you'll actually find ways to work your words that are actually more, you know, even more accurate than what you were doing, and as you're able to do that, then it does shift the relationship with the other person or persons involved. But I think it becomes a little easier for you to do what you need to do and to say it lovingly, but still get the result you need. You know, you don't have to like hit somebody over the head to say, hey, stop it. You know, there'll be ways of being that use your words and your actions to integrate all of that. But it's all done from this heart of saying, you know, but this is a very loving thing for me to do. Now, whether this person gets it or not, not your concern. You know, you can't, like I said, you
and
can't do it for the other person.
I can only do it for myself. And like I say, I've gotten to a point where I am focused on myself, but I am developing other relationships that is positive, like just being around people who appreciate me the most, not people that I have to force to love me, or the people mm-hmm. that just don't get it. Like, I have to leave you right where you at, because you're bringing this negativity out of me that I'm not even that type of person. So goodbye. You're out of my life.
All
leave
day.
Me alone.
Go. Mm. Yes. Work.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
It's a process.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's a process as you're growing. Then, yeah, so many things, so many of the I would say that the mental tools that you've had will start to be integrated in how you do everything, and it'll start to come out. And like I said, that shift happens for you, and everything you're doing, it will just be more and more refined as you get older, as you go through more stuff, and as you're speaking up for yourself, because it's a different look for you, for other people. But for you, it's like you're just finally uncovering parts of yourself that you probably thought you didn't have to show, you couldn't show, you know?
Yeah.
Because now you're surrounding yourself with different people who are, that's what they're looking for. Like they're wanting all of you, not just some of the parts that you thought you just needed to show for other people. You know, for you to be able to act whole and complete for yourself, it's huge. And you're realizing the difference in the sorts of relationships you're having and the sorts of people you're around, because you have that choice. You have the choice to be around the people you want to be around. And you have a choice to deal with people you probably have to deal with for certain parts of the day, right? So it's all about this process, and it's interesting because you know, we know what it feels like when things are easy, you know, it's easy. But your biggest growth comes when you come up with these challenges where you really have to know who you are to deal with a situation. So every challenge is that opportunity to do that and to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, because you know? Like you said, back then, you know, I probably would have took the same route, but this time, like, I'm a work in process. I'm growing. So I do know who I am, and I'm still having more to figure. I don't know everything in one day.
Right.
It's a process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you came with the one book, you just read it one day. Okay, I know who I am. Done.
Yeah.
There's no adventure in that. You know, you have to feel it. You have to be in it.
You figure something out every day. You figure something
right.
out every day.
Yes, girl. For the rest of your life.
Yes.
The same way we got to breathe, we got to grow. Same thing. We got to breathe, we got to grow, we got to eat. So when we realize that this is necessary and this is ongoing and struggle is essential, suffering is optional, the Buddhist got that right. That tells you that you're on your path.
Yes.
And you're never alone.
No, I'm not.
Never. No. So, and if other people don't get it, who cares?
Yeah.
Not your job to be. Honey, it's not your job to be explaining, breaking things down, unpacking things. They, like my 13-year-old, it is the countdown before he goes to camp. He's going to camp, sleepaway camp, for the first time for 3 weeks this Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all I can do is hold on. And I am so raw from the past year and a half. I get triggered very easily. So I'm at the point now that if I hear loud noises, like in my apartment, I feel like he's destroying property because he's been known to do that. Or all of this. It's been really, he's been testing the hell out of me for a good solid year, if not longer. And I went into his bedroom. I said, I know you're not breaking anything, but you can't make noise so that it sounds like it, because it really messes me up. Well, he said, well, Mom, if that's the case, then you should see a therapist. So I wanted to take him and throw him. I wanted to throw him from one end of the, and I can't because he's almost 6 feet, throw him from one end of the apartment to the other. And what I did not say, but I wanted to say, my therapy is to not see you for 3 freaking weeks. That's my therapy. That's not going to be my therapy. I didn't need no smart mouth 13-year-old to be telling me what I need when so much has been perpetuated by having the limits being tested.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I backed off. But I'm not doing all the little bells and whistles because I really am a very devoted mom. But I'm not going out of my way to get the special snacks. I'm like, whatever I make, that's what you're going to eat or go hungry. Like, nope. Don't play me like I'm stupid. So it's having that time on your own. And when he is at camp. I am going to spend a long weekend in New Mexico going to a private retreat with a healer because I'm holding on because I know that I need healing and I need to be in a different environment and I know I need to be by myself. And I need to not think for like 3 days and have this woman help put me back together. So we will get triggered, and that triggered the hell out of me. Well, you need therapy. I need lots of things. Mm-hmm. I need you to get out my house for 3 weeks. That's what I need. So good for you. And it's the path. It's not for us to explain. So I use my son as an example. Why would I even try to break it down when others know exactly what they're doing? They know exactly what to say or what to do to elicit some attention, negative or otherwise. So I'm saying this, Britton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, I'm saying this for a reason. So whatever is happening around you, the first question to ask yourself, and it's hard because we have to get into a very present, focused and self-aware state, mindful state. But the first question to ask yourself is, why is this person behaving in this manner? Why? I have to do that with my son. Why? Oh, because he's still angry. Okay. He's still angry. So what can I do to help? And then as a parent, what lesson do I want to show? Let's say you're not a parent, so how can I lead by example? Which is really kind of the same thing, whether it's a child or with a friend or coworker or whoever. How can I lead by example? How can I be my best self and keep it moving? So it's deep.
Yeah. It's not easy. No. Definitely not easy. Yeah. Yeah,
Brittany,
so
are you okay?
I like that. Yes.
Okay, girl. All right, just want to check in. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
I like it because it's the same thing we've been talking about, because you just never know what's going to come up for you, you know, as you're doing these things and in moments where you feel empowered, or when you feel like, wow, that was such the right decision. Sometimes those moments come really soon, like when you make it, and sometimes you think about it for a little bit. You're like, wow, I don't know. Like, I got to see it play out. But it felt right in the moment. And sometimes it feels right, and then you don't see evidence of it actually working out until much later. So just be patient.
Exactly. And not until there's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I was up last night by myself, encouraging myself. I didn't want to talk to nobody. It was just me and the good old God just talking.
Go, Brittany. Yeah, God said we're all pumped. Go, Brittany. Give me a B. Get an R. Give me all right, go, Brittany. Get the poom poom shorts on. Come on, don't even play. Go, Brittany.
I'm tossing, I'm turning. I say, I'm going to fight for my life because,
it's worth fighting for. So do you see that that's the pathway for you to see value? That you have to be so uncomfortable to see value that you were not going to let that sacred last breath of what your life could have been. You're like, no. We're going to breathe new life because I'm worth it. You did not give up. Yeah. You did not, girl. I get it all day. You did not give up.
I listen to Joy. Y'all know Joyce Myers, right?
Who's that?
So,
do we know Joyce?
Joyce
Myers.
She's a pastor.
Okay.
So I just turned my TV up real high because
good.
She has some very strong. She has some very strong things about forgiveness, selfish, just everything.
Good.
And I just turn it up. And I be home, and I just say, you know what?
Good.
Even if I don't understand it, I'm going to play it until I get it.
Well, and it's not even, but you know what? Claim that you do understand, but like what you're conscious of and what you understand are two different things. Yeah. I truly believe that all infinite wisdom resides in our subconscious mind. And I think with a lot of things, it's we learn things on a need-to-know basis. We don't need to know everything all at once. Source provides us the information on a need-to-know basis. You know, I would joke with friends, like, in struggling relationships or, oh, my God, I cheated and I should let them know. I'm like, no, they don't need to know that. No. And you need to let things know on a need-to-know, let people know on a need-to-know basis. And right now, they don't need to know. Now, that's just me. So it's the same thing with Source. Things will unfold in the path that you walk. That's revealed on a need-to-know basis. And to be content with what you know right now in this breath, in this moment, and to surrender. And that's really been, like, the lesson that I can speak on, especially with my child and with my divorce and with everything else, is just surrender. And it's painful, but I am choosing to minimize my suffering. I'm still struggling. But I'm choosing for my perception of suffering to be much more neutral. Doesn't mean that it goes any quicker, but I am moving through it more gracefully. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, girl. And that's what you're doing. So go you.
Yes. Thank you. I love y'all. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, Brittany.
We love too. We love you too, girl.
Love you too.
All right. We will talk to you soon.
Right.
Keep up the good work, darling.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
How cute is she?
She's doing well. She's doing well.
Great.
And I tell you what, though, when you decide to just break what you've always done, like just do something different, and I know how I feel. You know, when I start, because when I start thinking, did I just hurt somebody's feelings? You know, it's one of those like. I have to break it, you know. It's like, well,
yes.
I know that there. I don't always feel great when I have to do it.
No.
But I also know that I would feel even worse, and it would perpetuate the cycle if I just did the exact same thing that I had been doing.
Yep.
Which is usually just trying to take everybody into account and
all day.
Let me adjust so that this person can just continue being in his or her own ignorance. You know?
Right. You're like, okay, let me assemble the gift bags. Like, no, we're not doing
that. Right. So it's a process. It's still a process for me.
Oh, my gosh. Your whole life. It's your whole life. When I realized, this is forever. Okay. Copy that. Okay. Oh, my God. But when my son said, well, you need to see a therapist. Oh.
You did not. You did not do that.
I'm going to give you some chocolate therapy in a second. For those of you who got that, you know that was funny. Anyway. I just keep looking at the duffel bag that I've been starting to pack. Like, yes. And it's going to be so good for him. It's going to be good for both of us. It's just going to be good for both of us. We're both hurting, and we both love each other so much, and I just need to not – oh, God. I just don't want to be – I just want to step out of frame from that role, from being the nurturing enemy.
Right.
And that's such an amazing – term, and it's just, wow, the person that has the most unconditional love and the most support is the one that's going to get the hit. Really? And I am optimistic about the future. Where it's the same thing when very, very young children aren't potty trained yet, and you think they're going to go to college with pull-ups, like they're never going to do it. And then one day, the light bulb goes above their head and they know how to use the bathroom. So in the same way, he's not going to be a frustrated, confused teenager his whole life. I hope I make it, and that as a young man, he'll recognize that I'm just ride or die, that I am there for him forever, until my last breath.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My goodness.
crazy. Girl.
Well,
anyway, talk to me.
Well, you know, Hollis had a raven in there. Jay had poked his head in earlier in the chat room. And I've been trying to keep up with it, but I haven't. But Raven wrote, entire Thai soccer team and coach rescued from the cave.
It was in Thailand.
The youth soccer team had gone on a hike with a coach and got stuck in the cave. And they've been there since, what, like
two weeks?
June. 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So I knew four of them had come out over the weekend.
Right.
And I really hadn't kept up with it. I'm like, what? You know, they got stuck. So when I finally read a little bit more about it, I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, here they are, like, hiking these caves, and then the waters came, you know, the rain came.
Oh, my
came.
God. There's monsoon. Yeah, all that crazy stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's – can you imagine
then,
the parents? Oh, my God.
No.
Right there, like,
I just – geez. So apparently they're all out, so that's good. That's good to know.
Oh, what a beautiful thing to know. Good to know. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Very good to know. Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you, which I thought was so adorable. So I actually went to the Colombian consulate yesterday to pick up my passport. So I feel like a spy. I have two passports with two different names. It's like weird, but it's legal. Oh, how weird. They don't acknowledge my married name in Colombia. I'm like, well, okay, well, that's a time saver. But anyway, I didn't even have to ask them. But with the most adorable thing, and I took a picture, I'm going to send it to you, is right across the street from the Colombian consulate is the Philippine consulate.
Hey!
And I'm like, oh, look! And it's really funny because it's like three times bigger than the Colombian consulate. It's really big. It's really big. And what's so crazy, when you walk into a government building like that, it's like you're in that country. No one's going to speak English. Good luck. You better have some sense of the language, people. Nobody will speak English, and you're like on their soil. But you could be on the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York City. It's so weird when you walk into a consulate's office like that. So they were doing some sort of ceremony or some sort of event as I was walking by the Filipino consulate, and I saw like the guayaberas, which is, I know this is probably a different word, but the special shirts that everybody in Latin America wears, including Filipino. So but very like ornate and it just made me think of you guys. Like, it's just great. I'm like, oh my God, look right across the street. Oh my God, I love that. Oh my God. So anyway, wanted to share that with you.
That's pretty festive. I wonder what the ceremony was for.
I have no idea. I don't know. Something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's not our Independence Day, because I think that was back in June. So
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, so maybe somebody was visiting.
Possibly.
You know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We really are like cousins, aren't we? And
on so many levels.
Across the street.
Okay. Isn't that hysterical? I'm like, of course. There it is. I love that. Yeah. There's so many things that overlap. I mean, there's a lot of differences, but the overlap is great. You know, so love that.
Very cool.
Yes, I thought of you. I'll send that to you. Oh, my. so what else, my love?
Let's see. Anyone else? Nope. It's just the two of us. Well,
just
I know
the two
you
of
and I
us.
Talked offline, so that was good. And you've been so helpful with like the bajillion and one dreams that I've had. Funnily enough, I don't think I remember any of my dreams from
last night.
Well, that's
good. I'm always happy when I don't remember. I'm like, it's enough. Enough. It's exhausting when you're going through all these tribulations and challenges, or the simplest of tasks become insurmountable or whatever. I'm always relieved, like, oh, I don't remember them. Thank goodness. And and the thing is, what's great, and I'm grateful to interpret people's dreams and to have worked with you so much, is that then it just becomes like a muscle. Again, I say it all the time. I'm so grateful for doing the show. It's just to develop and cultivate a muscle. So when I used to be very devastated by my dreams, because my dreams can be, since as a child, catastrophic, insane, like no child needs to be seeing what I've seen in my dreams or whatever, and still and continued on to adult life. But what's so great is that when you exercise that muscle, you can sort of step back and be more analytical about it, and to unpack it to understand, oh, okay, and kind of put it into a frame, so to speak, and then gain the understanding and get the gift of the dream. Because dreams really are a gift. It's not like some force that's at odds with us. And to see that really life isn't at odds with us, that we walk through the struggling, as I said before, we navigate the struggling, and then we choose the degree of suffering, you know. Mm. So to streamline suffering, I mean, that's been what I've been working on. I still suffer, but much more minimally. I just say, Source, take it. Holy Spirit, take it. Just take it. Take,
take it.
Take it. Oh, yeah. My son left me a note this morning because he doesn't have a phone, because he destroyed his phone. Destroying property all day. And he told his father some ridiculous story that he believed. And I'm like, you know what? I ain't going to get involved. Like, it fell off of his bunk bed or something. Like, no, whatever. Anyway, and when his father asked him, so is your mother going to get you a new phone? He said, hell to the no. No, we've been doing it the old-fashioned way. So he left. It's so funny. It reminded me of me growing up. So he left me a note this morning. He left me a note. I'm like, oh, my God, a note, a handwritten note. I'm like, oh, his handwriting actually has improved. Okay, that's encouraging. He actually still knows how to write. Okay, that's good. Saying that he left really, really early to go to a friend's house, and he'll call me later. I'm like, okay, nothing I can do. I'd rather have it happen daylight, do a show in peace, give it to God, but not have a pack of kids in my house, because my house is no longer the club.
Yeah.
He's on punishment. Like, no, nobody, I will call security if you have somebody in my house. Like, don't even try me. Don't even try me. So, yeah, go to somebody else's house for a change. Make somebody else's mother crazy. Lord, help me, Jesus. And to not have the access of the cell phone, you know, I'm not mad at that either. Like, God has to be the GPS. You know, God protect his soul, the GPS.
Well, it's a different world without it. I mean, you know, if I leave my phone at home, I'm like, I got to get back home. What if someone's trying to reach me? It's like,
I know. And there's sometimes, if I'm not going far and I forget it, I say to myself, you know what, unconsciously, you just want to not be reached right now. So
right.
You're going to be back in an hour. You're fine. If it's a work day and you have to be gone for hours and hours and hours, yes, I have backtracked to go back to my apartment to get my phone. But sometimes I'm like, oops, okay, I guess I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And I can get used to not being with it. I'm really looking forward to this retreat, because there's no technology, and it's Friday through Monday morning. I think it's going to be a week from this Friday that I'm going to New Mexico with Miss Teresa. I call her Sister Teresa. I can't wait. So, and everything happens there. And it's very bare bones. It's not like a fancy, I'm going to stay in a nice hotel the last day, when it's just like vacation day. But this is not a vacation. This is healing. I should have said to my son yesterday, well, you know, you really should see a therapist. I should have said, well, the only way I can get the therapy I need is when you're away, so that I can travel to get the therapy that I need. I should have said that. But I didn't. Anyway, yeah.
I think it'll be a good trip.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
And I think that's partly why not quite the same, but like when I have gone on these trips with my parents, so I've traveled. And
oh yes.
We don't always like you're not always going to be online, and you feel kind of stupid when you're like, I gotta get on Wi-Fi, and you know there's like
no.
On the cruise ships at least, and even in the hotels, you know, you can always try to get online. And I realized, you know, I'm on vacation for a reason.
You're spending time with your parents. Yeah, you're seeing the world.
It's and to see the world, to be out in nature for the most part. That's, you know, a lot of our trips are like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're Grizzly Adams, you know, roughing it out in the world, but we're out in nature, like we're glamping, you know. But
girl, I'll do that.
But there is something to be said for you know, I carry my phone around on those trips to take pictures, and that's it. I mean,
right.
I'm not like trying to, oh, let me check on my work email. Or
nope.
Let me just see what's going
nope.
on.
Nope.
The temptation is there for the first few days.
Sure.
Because that's what we're used to.
Well, it's habit, sure, of course.
And it is a nice retraining when you go and you're only there, you know, there so like my mom, you're only there for a few days. She spent, you know, 3 weeks there. I don't understand. Because, you know, my mom's standard trip is, you know, let's take a 6-month trip around the world. You know, let's all go.
Oh,
no,
amazing.
You can't do that.
Right.
But to even have a few days where you know you're not gonna be on your phone. You're not even
nope.
gonna have it on you.
Nope.
Unless you just
no,
want
she
to
takes
take
it from you.
Honestly.
Yeah, which is great.
Oh, she takes it from you. So there you go. So it's gonna be. I'd be interested to hear how you did with that. I mean, just the awareness.
Yeah.
Just the awareness of like I'm still kind of used to grabbing my phone because I'm used to always. Having my phone with me, and I'm aware of that. I'm aware that I do that a lot. I try to be mindful when I'm at meals so that I'm not constantly
looking at
my phone.
Right, right.
But I realize I've trained myself, and that's exactly what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I remember you said that a long time ago.
Right, when I switched,
yeah.
I ended up getting my very first smartphone, which wasn't that long ago, honestly.
Mm-mm.
And I, there's a part of me that was just in such resistance to doing it because I knew it
mm-hmm.
would be going down this rabbit hole
yeah,
that
knew
I saw
it.
So many of my friends doing.
Yeah.
And even worse when I finally switched to an iPhone. I'm like,
oh yeah, you knew that was it.
This is it. And sure enough,
yep.
I spend a lot of time on my phone. And so when there are opportunities to just not do it, and that's partly why I kind of wanted to get a camera, like a camera that I could upload.
Mm.
But there's a part of me that's like, that's just one more thing I got to carry around. And I have an old phone that has a camera. I don't know. I haven't quite decided what I want to do about that yet. There's no need for me to do anything about it just yet.
No, not yet.
Or at all. But
right.
it's to kind of cut back on, I don't know. And even taking pictures. I mean, now there's a new law in Georgia where you have to, it has to be hands-free, so you can't have your phone. So I can't be, you know, holding my phone up taking pictures. I can mount it to the dashboard and take
right.
pictures. So, now if I'm in a different state, I can do it if I'm driving, but it's probably not the best thing.
No.
But I have to catch myself because there have been some stunning skies that I've seen. And I just don't want to even be tempted. I don't even want to risk it.
Nope.
To break the law because cops are out there all the time. But
it's not even worth it. It's not worth it.
I just have to
admire
it.
Boundary.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just have to admire it and just know that was for me. I don't have to necessarily
exactly.
Take a picture
and how many times do we look at our old
time.
Pictures anyway? We just have them in the archives, and we have our memories. You know,
yeah,
and I always say that too. It's like I have my memories, and that's good enough for me. And if I can take a picture, I'll take a picture. And if not, well, that's okay. Safety first, obviously. But I'm not even taking my. Usually, if I travel, I take my iPad because that's like a portable office. Not
right.
taking it. No, and the thing is, I'll get my phone on the last day, and I can check my email and do whatever. And my older son will know where. To reach me if I need to be reached, and
mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great trip.
I've always wanted to go to New Mexico, so I figured, well, let me, this is the, and it's the first time my youngest is going to spend time
away
from home, yeah, which is, it's time for all of us, and he needs it as much as I need it, and it'd be great for him to be in nature and to really sort of contemplate, like, okay, yeah, my mom is a human being, and I really put her through the ringer, so how can I turn things around? How can I manage my anger? How can I, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, we'll see.
Gotta get him
back on track. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to help a lot. I really think it's going to help a lot. I think he's going to want to come back. I think they're going to love him. And, you know, if they're still generous with the scholarships, then it's possible otherwise, because it's really expensive. But I got a half scholarship, which is still expensive, but it's a half scholarship, so I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
And for him to be in nature and to be with people that are really going to appreciate him and to not be in the hood, but to be in nature. So, connecting with animals.
I read something somewhere. I mean, it's, we really don't, even, you know, where I live, I mean, it's still the city, it's Atlanta, but it's much more lush than most places.
Oh, it's so green, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous.
But I don't even go out. I mean, if I don't go outside my house, you know? And so there's this disconnectedness from nature. Even though I could just like walk outside in my backyard and put my feet in the grass. I don't do it.
I would do it, yeah.
I know you would. I saw how you were.
Oh, when I was at your parents' house, I'm like, your brother's house.
Sleep in the backyard.
I'm like, I'm good. Where's the tree? Where's the dirt? Talk to you later.
She stayed out there. My dad was concerned. My cats were concerned. I'm like, no. She's from the city. So she just doesn't get this.
It was quiet. There was a tree. It was private. That's huge. Like, come on, right there. Right there. We love it. So.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Yeah. So I probably will take lots of pictures in New Mexico. My last day when it's not this retreat where this woman is taking like all my electronics away from me. And I can't leave the property. Sounds like a Lifetime movie. Retreat. Retreat of regret.
Retreat of regret. No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's. I've been to New Mexico. It's beautiful out there. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's so different.
Can't wait to see the sky.
Yeah, I think I kind of want to go with you just to kind of see how your reaction is going to be. Like, I feel you're going to clutch my arm, like, oh my God, look at this. But I think it'll be so good. It'll be really good.
It's going to be fun.
And you know, there's also that feeling of just going someplace new. Because you really just don't know. You don't know what to expect.
Don't know a damn thing about it. Just always was so curious. Just my whole life. Yeah. I've always wanted to go to New Mexico. So I'm excited. And she said that the, I guess it's at that high altitude. So she said that's good because it'll probably make me tired. I'm like, that's a good thing. Yeah. And I'm so used to being so active that it really is going to be about. But she'll give me things. Like, you know, journal or whatever the hell I'm supposed to do. I don't know. I'll bring a book. Maybe she'll let me read. I have no idea. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to kind of look at it as a silent retreat because it's not like I'm going to be talking to anybody there except with her. But, that's like her vocation. She will host group retreats in other locations and then private one-on-one retreats in her home. And for what you would maybe slightly a couple, literally a couple dollars more than what you'd pay for an Airbnb, you get the retreat, you get fed, you get nurtured.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, I pounced. I'm like, thank you, Source.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's amazing. And I know that Anna had been talking about, expansion and looking at land and all of that. So I am going to pay very, very close attention because I could see if Anna finds property and opens up some sort of retreat or healing center or wellness center, whatever you want to call it, I could see, like, you know, all the different modalities and things that can be offered and how we can be facilitators and all of that. So it's also kind of like research and development as well, you know, to share with you guys. So I know you had told me the other day that you're working on Thursday, so I guess Anna and I will do a show on Thursday.
Right. Right.
Well, that's
good.
And I'm glad because that's the only time she and I catch up. So I'm like, what?
Yeah. I've got a wine tour that day, I just texted her last night just to make sure. I don't think I even mentioned it to her. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way. So she's fine. So I've already written up the show. It'll be same time as per usual, but Anna will be hosting with
that's
you.
Good. So she can catch me up. Yeah, it's really funny. Or especially when the two of you do a show and then I listen to it, which I always do. I find that all kinds of stuff. That's where I get caught up. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, that's how I find out about, oh, so that happened with the kids and that happened. Oh my goodness. Oh, poor thing. Oh, ooh. And then she's packing for what? And she got to do this. And oh my, and she what? And she just came from what? And then she got her brother and she, what happened? All of that I found out, like, you know, not directly, which is great. So, you know, although you're always missed, it's like wonderful. We still continue the flow of conversation and to be there for our listeners, which is always important. So,
no, I know it's good because you know, you definitely don't get to spend as much time with her, and I don't get to spend as much time with her as I used to.
Right.
I'm not really working with her as much at all. It's shifting because we're starting to do. We're starting to work with one of our new friends, Marilyn. We're doing another show. We're planning to do another show Tuesday. So yeah, on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
we will do a show in the afternoon. I think it's going to be at 4:00 with our friend Marilyn Siegel, who works with angels and has
nice.
Her own healing modalities. And I think we're calling it Wow Wednesdays, Women of Wonder. So
we
don't know yet what the process is going to be. I know Marilyn wants to be able to share her message and to get, you know, to get her out there and talking about what her own experience is, you know, her, you know, near death experience as well. And you know, just, she has a very interesting background with, you know, her family dynamic. She's a twin.
Right.
Yeah, and so she's just wanting to get used to it. She's not really tech savvy, so she just wants to see how we
mm-hmm.
do what we do. And so we're just like you said, we sit around. She's got a beautiful house. We sit around our house and we're having conversations. So we're recording it and we're
oh great,
and it's that's the show. So we do have it. I think where people can call in, but I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm.
If we will or not, because I don't know if it's one of those where she likes to take. I don't know. You know,
we'll
probably be our second time doing it.
Right. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. If you have a chance, it should be tomorrow at 4:00. I need to see if I need to set it up or she's going to set it. If Anna's going to set it up. But yeah, next time you're in town, maybe you'll have a chance to meet her. She's just such a fun energy. She's an artist as well. So she's just kind of getting into her own stuff, and
nice.
I'm looking forward to working with her too, and just seeing what she's all about. I think she just likes having the two of us around because you know we just joke around a lot. I think
you guys are a good time.
Oh,
you're like the good time twins. You can take that any way you want. Hey. No, that's wonderful.
So that's
tomorrow at 4:00. Okay, cool.
Should be going live tomorrow at 4:00.
Was the other show live when you did it before?
Yeah, I think it was. I think we had some technical issues. We had some major storms happening that during that time and that afternoon. So,
sure.
We didn't actually have the best connections, and I think it kind of blog talk kind of leaked out on us for like half the time or at some point during that time. So, hopefully we'll have decent weather for that.
Well, that's exciting.
That's also close to a vegan cafe that I found, and Anna likes going there too. So we're excited about going up there. Maybe we'll head up there a little earlier, or maybe afterwards, and get food. That's where we've been. It's like our treat, our spa treat for the day.
Nice.
Is out in her area. So we're finding, you know, different ways, new ways of being, and these are areas that I'm kind of used to traveling in, but I don't always, because that's kind of out in that area where our old friend Barb used to live. So
I knew that.
She kind of,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Technically, I knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited. How'd you shoot me that attachment?
I just texted Elisa the picture of the Philippines consulate. It's big. They're not messing around. They are making their presence known.
Philippines.
They have the whole building. I'm like, okay, we got you. Okay. 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 Okay.
For all your family members, you know, that have to show up. You can't have something small.
Well, I guess it has to accommodate. It's really funny because the Colombian one is so small and not the Filipino one is like, ah! It's really funny. I know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy to have, like, the passport that says my citizenship is Colombian, to have my unmarried name, which I didn't ask, but it just turned out they didn't even acknowledge anything American. It's really funny. Like, oh, no. No. And they also registered my father's death in Colombia, which was a very nice full circle.
Yeah,
moment.
You said that.
Yeah, I was really happy to tell my mom about that. Yeah. But it's, yeah, and in this, yeah, and I know I had mentioned that, and in this, these precarious times, you got to figure out what your options are, if you have any. You know, who knows? We really could have another 4 years with the same person. You just don't know. Nothing would surprise me at this point. So,
yikes.
Gotta take advantage of your resources. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll open a retreat center in Colombia.
Now that
sounds
like fun.
That sounds amazing, actually.
I would not. I would learn Spanish for that. I would.
Sí, cómo no. And and everybody goes to Costa Rica. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, it really has been changing. It's the bad reputation that it's been having. Like there's so many TV shows and films are being shot there, and there are places that, if depending on where you are, you'll be absolutely safe. There's some parts of Colombia I won't even go near, but there's others that I would be absolutely okay with. It's like any country.
Well, yeah. You know? Yeah, you have to know where you need to be.
You have to know where you're.
Well, you mentioned Costa Rica, and that was one of my most favorite vacation places ever.
See?
Was going there. But I was specifically at a retreat, a yoga center.
Right.
And it was a whole compound. It was fantastic. But that was like 12 years ago.
Girl.
It was a while back. So I'm good.
Right.
I'm good with that.
And I feel there's less humidity because it's South America as opposed to Central America. It's like clouds and palm trees. Hello. It's like mountains and clouds. It's weird. It's like you expect like a mountain climate, but then you see palm trees. It's like tropical, but mountain. It's like the best.
Yeah, the whole southern hemisphere type.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Something to think about.
I got it.
Something to think
about.
I'll
think about it. I'm all
about all day. All day. Something to think about. Sign me up. Yeah. But the whole like retreat thing. And yeah, it's just really interesting to see, okay, we've been, you know, going on 8 years. What's next for us? You know? Interesting.
Well,
we'll see. Nothing but possibilities. Yeah. Nothing but possibilities. Oh, my goodness. Oh, perfect. Okay. So, obviously, no one's on the line. No one's calling in. Beautiful. So, okay. We'll miss you on Thursday. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30, co-hosted with Anna and myself. And thank you guys for a wonderful show. Thank you, Brittany, for calling in. And as always, looking forward to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That you like.